Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Duchess, happy birthday to you. How about that, huh? Hi Duchess, it's the 28th of February, 1971, the last day of the month. And I certainly hope you have a marvelous birthday. I'm sorry, this tape will probably not get to you in time for your birthday. It will probably be a day or two late. I knew there was a reason why I wanted to make a tape a few days ago. However, I just didn't get to it. There is no present on its way. I figured you could pick one out of the number of things that have been sent home. However, I'll try and pick up something in my on my trip to Bangkok, which I take in just 10 days. I don't know what you might like. It gets a little hard after a while. Anyway, have a nice birthday. A real, real fun type day. Oh, I think I'll celebrate it too. I mean, why not, right? Let's see, I really don't have a lot of news. At least I don't think of it in terms of news, Duchess. It's been pretty SOP, standard operating procedure. I keep forgetting some of the terminology may be a bit strange to your ears. I had a bad cold. The last time I spoke to you, I think at that time my voice was a bit hoarse. Anyway, I feel real fine the last few days. I guess it was just a cold. I had a couple of shots. You know, we have to keep up the shot record. And at the same time, that weekend, last weekend I guess it was, the one before I had the shots, but last weekend I spent an hour and a half on the roof, and that was a little bit too much sun, and my lips broke out with fever blisters, and so I don't know. My body did have a fever in it just for a few days, and once it broke, I was fine. So anyway, I feel real great. Of course, I didn't miss any time, Duchess. I work time, that is. I just wasn't that sick. But anyway, everything now is hunky-dory. I was up on the roof again today for about an hour or so. Oh, it's real nice. It's very warm. It's in the high 80s. And, you know, we're just about 100 feet from the water. And I have yet to be to the beach. I don't go because there are a lot of youngsters over there, Vietnamese people. It's a beautiful beach, Duchess. Just gorgeous. But you can't leave anything. If you leave a cigarette lighter or a towel on the beach and go in the water, they steal it. The kids steal everything. Plus that, the water's a bit rough. They have a lot of high waves. And in addition to all that, everybody kind of gapes at you because you're an American to begin with. But being an American female is something else again, because there's so few over right in this area. And so I just wouldn't feel... Basically, I'm very shy at times. I know many people would find that hard to believe, but I just don't feel I can go over in my two-piece bikini and be comfortable. So, besides, I don't enjoy the sand that much, and I do enjoy the roof for about an hour. So it's nice. I'm nice and brown. Oh, yes, and it's probably snowing back in New Jersey. Oh, well. That's the way it goes, Duchess. Just take care. The winter is just about over. I guess you'll have a few cool weeks in March, but I think the worst probably is over. I keep reading in the papers of the bad weather that, well, the country, never mind the East Coast, but this winter has been extra severe for a lot of areas. Many of the men have gone home the last couple of months on this two-week leave deal that is fairly new, just before Christmas it came out. And it's quite a change for them weather-wise, depending, of course, on where their home is in the States. But a lot of areas, as I said, have been hit very badly. But that's not the case here in sunny Vietnam. It's warm. It rains a lot in some areas, but it's usually not that cold. So, what can I tell you? Let's see. Monday, last Monday, the 22nd, I went to Pleiku. When I got there, I was 6 hours waiting at the terminal. One of the planes had a hydraulic leak and we couldn't take off, and we waited and waited. I spent an awful lot of time waiting at airports. Anyway, when I got there, I had a message to call the office here at Nha Trang, and I almost had to come back immediately. This crazy colonel over here, Colonel Krebs, he's the G1, he wanted to know how the renovation of the service club was coming, this one here at Nha Trang. And the person, the lieutenant who was supposed to handle it, he got all shook up. Anyway, I didn't come right back. I stayed 2 days, and I came back on the 24th and wrote up this report and took care of it. But I enjoyed Pleiku. It's cooler there. It's in the Central Highlands. It's always cooler there. They think they have warm weather now, but that's only because they do get what I consider very cold weather. I don't know what the temperature is, maybe 50 degrees or 40 degrees, but to me it's down to zero when I go there usually. It isn't, of course, Duchess, but it feels that way. Anyway, it was a busy 2 days, a hectic 2 days. I spoke with a lot of commanders. They have a problem of a chain of command, who governs the special services activities. So, it's a big hoopty-doo mess, and hopefully now they're getting it straightened out. They weren't even aware of it until I brought it to their attention. But this is about par for the course, you know. And what else happened? I was supposed to go to Quy Nhon from Pleiku before coming back here, but like I said, I never did get there. I just came right back. And then, I know, one thing that happened this week, I guess it was Friday, yeah. Sebastian Cabot came in country on Friday morning. Well, no, he had been in country a few days, but he came here to Nha Trang on Friday morning. And Kathy Boydenay is the entertainment director. She leaves in about 1 week, but she works out of my office too, Duchess, and she's not a very professional type of person, but in fact, she doesn't even show up for work most of the time, hardly ever. It's really a laugh, some things that go on. But anyway, the point was that everybody went out to meet him in the morning, and then he was out visiting the troops all day, and he was due back at 5 in the afternoon. And so the sergeant in our office wanted to go out and meet him. I didn't go, because it's really not my business. I don't handle entertainment per se. See, he's on one of these USO handshaking tours. Anyway, to make a long story short, everybody went again in the afternoon to meet him. They all took the cameras and everything, and I stayed in the office. I said I'd hold the office down. Well, they called up and said he was landing somewhere different than where the sedan had gone to meet him. So I grabbed the sergeant next door, who we have the MPs next door, Provost Marshal. So I grabbed the sergeant and the jeep and took off, and I had about 10, 15 minutes, I guess, standing talking with Sebastian Cabot while they tried to locate the sedan to come over and pick him up. He landed in a different place. So the thing that was so funny is that, you know, I wasn't scheduled to go and meet him, and here I was the one that went out and picked him up when he landed in his chopper. He was very nice, very interesting. He had been at 2nd Infantry Division in Korea. And then later that night, he came down to the lounge area here at the BOQ, and we all sat around talking with him. I asked him if he knew, had any insight into Katharine Hepburn, and he said no, not really, because very few people did. He said that she was very secluded in her private life, and so forth. I made the mistake, Duchess, of asking him if he wasn't in that picture, The Man Who Came to Dinner. Remember, that was a very old one. Well, of course, it wasn't him, it was Monty Woolley. But I felt a little bit embarrassed because he said, oh, that wasn't me. And I said, oh, I could have sworn that was you. But as soon as he said Monty Willie, I remembered. I couldn't think of a picture Sebastian Cabot had been in. I just couldn't think of any. I understand he has a very current, successful TV series. I think it's for youngsters. I wasn't familiar with it, not having not seen any TV in the last 4 years. I just wasn't up to date on it. But anyway, he was just charming. It was very, very nice and very pleasant. And so, in fact, I saw him a couple of times. And so it was interesting talking with him. So that was kind of a highlight for the week, Sebastian Cabot. He's not really that fat. Of course, you wouldn't say he was slender, Duchess, but he's not. I thought he would be fatter. Anyway, that's all the excitement I can think of. Went to, we're having some personnel changes, but this is, again, routine business. Marie Davidson, she's club director here at Nutrang. We're moving her. She's kind of a slow learner, has a lot of weak spots. I think she's tried hard. I think she could try a little harder. Anyway, and we have Sue Bradshaw is going to come up for a month. She'll be up in about 7 or 8 days. And Ann Kempfer is going to come up here. I'm sure these people are all very familiar to you. Anyway, the point is we're having two people come up and one go out. And Sue will get here on the 7th or 8th, and I hope to leave here on the 9th to go down to Usavie at Long Bend just one day before I have to go to Camp Alpha. Because I go, Camp Alpha is the departing point, Duchess, when we go on R&R. Because on the 10th, I go on my R&R to Bangkok. Whoopee! I get to rest in the sun for a week. I think I'm going to try and go, I mentioned this on the last tape, to Chiang Mai. I'd love to go up there. And this is when I started to tell you, they have some beautiful things. I just don't want you fainting as I mention these things. I don't know if I'll buy anything that is, you know, really worthwhile, but I'd like to go up and see what they have. Chiang Mai is a city north, somewhere north of Bangkok, 100 miles or something, and supposedly much, much more reasonable in prices compared to the city of Bangkok itself. They make a lot of wood products. I love wood. And those steak plates, I keep remembering the steak plates plates that Bill Van Atten picked up. They were very nice. Very heavy, too. Oh, well. We shall see, Duchess. We shall see. I think it's time to flip this over.